Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
B96, is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
So Denise is in Addison, and you just found out that your boyfriend has been lying to you about something that is very important to you.
Yeah, he lied to me about being vegan.
Oh.
Are you vegan?
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
And how did you find out about this lie?
He confessed to me the other day. We were having dinner, and he was just like, I have to be truthful. I hate all of this soy and tofu and substitute food. I'm not vegan. What?
Wow.
Wow. Oh, how do you feel about that? You sound upset, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I'm shocked, disappointed, angry. I mean, all the emotions. Like, the biggest problem is he lied.
Yeah, so let me ask you this. Is it a requirement for menu date to also be vegan?
No. I mean, I would prefer it, right? But, like, dating is rough. And, it's tough out there in Chicago. But, like, I just don't like that he lied. I can make exceptions. We can talk about it.
Right.
I mean, just be upfront about what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't have to do all that to try to impress you. How long did he keep up this lie?
Well, about 4 months we've been together. I've been cooking for him the whole time.
Four months is crazy, girl.
So, wait, you said that he kind of just, like, dropped the bomb on you. What was it? Were you guys eating, like, something specific, or...
Yeah, I had made some veggie burgers, and he just lost it.
And he was like, I can't with the veggie burgers.
Give me the meats.
Yeah, like, it's crazy to think that he's been lying this entire time, sneaking, like, meat and milk into his mouth. Like, that's so bizarre.
Right.
I understand you feeling super lied to.
Yeah.
I think it might have been a lie that got out of hand, and I think of all the lies he could have told you... I want to say this is not the worst one.
But I do understand, like, you've been lied to for 4 months.
Yeah, and always complimenting my food and acting like everything is fine. And then to find out it's been 4 months of lying, it's crazy.
So he compliments the food that you cook, but really he hates it.
Yeah, he hates it.
I'm sorry. I was trying to see a silver lining here.
Well, yeah.
But
is there something, I guess, kind of sweet about the fact that he, like... subjected himself to, like, this is a major lifestyle change to go from eating, like, burgers and steaks and chicken to then eating these substitutes. Isn't there something kind of nice about that?
Yes, like, I can see how that would be sweet, but, like, the lying is bugging me. Like, he could have said, this isn't really my thing, I'll try it. Like, he could have said anything else but lie.
Yeah.
But holding on to a lie for 4 months, you feel is too much.
Yeah, it's absolutely too much.
You know what's actually even scarier about this? Is that you didn't know he was lying. Like, you know, sometimes you could tell when people lie or whatever. He was so good at lying. Like, he deceived you straight up for 4 months. The more we talk about it, the more this seems kind of wild.
That is interesting.
Lying to me in my face, sneaking, like, when I'm not around, sneaking food, meat, and milk, and doing all this sneaky stuff, because I'm sure he's eating other food, right?
You've mentioned milk on multiple occasions. You must be so grossed out by milk.
I'm horrified.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you kiss him and he's got meat on his breath? Sounds dirty.
Meat lips. Like, I mean, now I know, like, his smell is, I can't.
Okay. You're calling us, though, because you're not sure if this could still be a match or if it's straight up a mistake. I'm guessing you're leaning towards mistake, but what are the reasons why you don't want to break up with him? 4 months is a long time. Besides what he eats, what's he great at?
He's just overall, like, a great guy, good sense of humor. We have a good conversation, right? Like, and I, you know, thought he loved animals. I mean, who knows about that now? But it's just...
I will say, as a regular old carnivore, I think you can love animals and not be vegan.
I mean, if that works for you, that's fine.
It does. Well, and so I understand. He's a great guy, but this lie has really shocked you to your core because you're thinking we are vegans together. We live this lifestyle. And then he's like, oh, by the way, psych. After 4 months, you feel lied to. You feel like, do I even know you? Because I'm sure when you're vegan, like you, I think when you're vegan, you catch a lot of heat from people who are like, really? Why? That's why you have canine teeth. Like, I think there's a lot of that that comes your way. And now he's no longer on team vegan. He's like, he's one of us.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not like shoving it down everyone's throat. Like, he told me he was also vegan.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's insane to think that I also didn't realize he was lying for 4 months.
Yeah, girl, what was going on with that? How did you not notice that maybe he wasn't smiling while he ate your soy burgers?
I feel like my world is rocked right now.
Yeah. Well, so if you're just joining us, it's Denise and Addison. Her boyfriend of 4 months has lied to her the entire time they've been together about being vegan. She is shocked, stunned, and isn't sure she can continue on in a relationship with somebody who kept a lie like that up for so long. 877-591-9696. Call us and tell us, can this relationship be a match or is this clearly a mistake?
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B96 with Mogan, Carla Mornings, and Denise in Addison, who is vegan, and her boyfriend said that he was too, but it turns out he was a liar.
he tried to be vegan with her for a little while, but yeah, he never actually was, and then one day he kind of snapped and she was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why would, like, there was no need to lie. Like, him being vegan wasn't a
condition.
Right, yeah. Right.
He just did that, I guess, to impress her or something, and then he couldn't live the lie anymore. She's making soy burgers and all kinds of things that he didn't like. And he was like, you know what, I can't take it anymore.
And the thing is, she did like him. She would have liked him anyway had he been eating meat the whole time.
Right, but they started this relationship on a lie. Can it then be a match or is it a mistake? Melissa and Eddie are in Rosedale, and you say it's a mistake. Is that right?
Yes.
Eddie, by the way, you're 12. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And why do you say that this is a mistake?
Because if it's that important to her, and he was not truthful, I think it's a mistake.
Oh, because he's a liar.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like 12-year-olds are honest. People always say that the most honest people are kids.
Yep.
And drunk people. So, Eddie.
Which one are you?
Eddie, you're 12. So, you would never want, like, for example, your mom or any of your friends to be with anyone that's a liar, right?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
Well, wise words from somebody who's 12 years old. Thank you very much for that, Eddie, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you, Jeff.
Bye.
Grandma Debbie, you say this is a mistake. Interesting, because Grandma Debbie most of the time will give people the benefit of the doubt and say it's a match, but you say this one's a mistake. What's your thought?
Right. Never. My thing is lies. If you lie, it's a mistake. So never. There's no reason ever to lie to someone, no matter if you think it's going to help them or not, because later on I'm sure it doesn't. So do not lie. He lied, and I feel like if she forgives him, he's going to think, oh, I got away with this lie. This lie isn't that big. She'll probably forgive me on this one. So, yeah, lying is a big no-no, no matter what kind of lie it is. It's always a mistake.
Okay.
I think it's that part. There's never really a good reason to lie. Like, sometimes I understand wanting to lie to spare someone's feelings, like those little white lies.
Mm-hmm.
But there was just legit no reason.
He didn't need to do this.
I don't know if he thought.
But even little white lies come out later. Because
yeah.
They lied to me about my aunt dying in Texas. And when I got there, she was dead already. So
oh.
He lied to me back home.
Oh.
Right. The whole time I was lying there, I thought I was going to get to see my aunt. Have to get there. And we land, and then they're like, oh, by the way, she passed away. And, like, before we left, like, but they didn't want to hurt my feelings. Like, that didn't save my feelings. I'm still sad.
Yeah,
never lie about anything.
Yeah, certainly not deaths of relatives.
Right. Even if you think you're sparing someone's feelings, it probably won't in the long run.
Yeah,
in this case, he just didn't have to lie about being vegan. I totally get that.
Ultimately.
Right. That was just a stupid lie. Stupid lie.
Yeah, and ultimately, you're going to piss somebody off, and that's not a way to start a relationship.
No.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Grandma Debbie.
Love you guys. Good luck.
Love you too. Bye. Thanks.
Again, it's Denise in Addison. Her boyfriend lied about being vegan. 877-591-9696. But now the truth has come out. Can this be a match or is it a mistake?
And should she try to still stay with him?
Yeah. We're going to talk with her again coming up next on B96. This is so dramatic. We'll wait.
Don't worry, Coolio. We know you've got... There you go.
It's B96. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings, and it's Match or Mistake with Denise in Addison, whose boyfriend turned out to be a liar. He lied about being a vegan when they got together, and then he finally broke and said, I can't do this anymore.
And, like, the thing is, it takes a lot to keep up a lie for that long. Mm. I'm surprised that he didn't one day say, you know what, I think I've decided I don't want to be vegan anymore and, like, continue that.
Yeah.
Is what I would have done.
Yeah, taking the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
Instead, he snapped. He was like, I can't eat it.
I need a steak.
Tofu, nothing. I'm not doing it. Can it be a match or is it a mistake? This is interesting. Dory in Chicago, you say it's a mistake. It started with a lie,
yes,
and you think this is going to lead to what?
I say it started as a lie. How does an affair start? As a lie. Mm-hmm. It continues, well, I'm hiding it. I'm hiding. I'm not going to let her see it. The same exact way that he's hiding this. It's a liar and a cheater. It's the same exact way to do it to end up in an affair.
So are you saying he's going to cheat or this basically is cheating?
It's cheating to her, and it will end up eventually in a cheater, meeting someone and lying and pretending that he's not with her, but he's with her, just the same way as, like, I'm pretending I like, but I'm not liking. Let me eat a hamburger when she's not seeing. Let me go with this girl when she's not seeing. So all those sneaky things come up to an affair as well. So can I trust someone like this?
So basically, it comes down to the fact that he's capable of
These kinds of lies. Of long-term lies.
Yeah. Like, he wants to eat a burger and he also wants to eat your neighbor.
Wow.
You know, like, it's...
You never know. It's just a betrayal. Either way, it's a lie and you don't know where it's going to. Is it something you want to pursue? Or is it something that you want to think about, where could it take me to?
Yeah.
Is it something good for me or bad for me?
Yeah.
Think before you get in a mess. That's all. That's my opinion.
Think before you get into a mess. I love that. Think before you get into a mess. Thank you, Dory. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So you've heard all the evidence.
Opinions.
Opinions, I guess. Not evidence. But what do you think, Denise? I mean, everybody's saying mistake, but do you have maybe a change of heart or?
Definitely a mistake. Mm. Right? He had plenty of time to come clean. He's been lying to me for so long. It's also making me think, what else could he be lying about? I don't think I can trust him with anything else at this point. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. No, I get that. That's a long time to lie. And, like, he's unhappy in that. You're unhappy that you're getting lied to. Like, it really, the whole thing seems to sort of have been fumbled from the start.
Yeah, it's rocky foundation. You started on a lie.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and if he would have told me the truth up front, that's different. But the lying is just something I can't get past.
Well, and for it to come out in kind of an explosive, like, I hate this way.
Like, dang, how long have you been
holding that back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
It's an indicator that, A, he's comfortable lying, and B, he doesn't always handle himself correctly.
And C, he's really good at lying. You never want to date someone that's a really good liar.
And D, not ideal if you're a vegan. He's absolutely not.
Yeah, no, it's just too much for me. It really makes me think about, like, his character. Like, this is well beyond just not eating the same way I do. It's bigger than that.
Well, look, you know what? This is a big city. There's a lot of people out there and a lot of vegans. So you're going to find somebody who is a better match. I'm sure of it. And I'm sorry that this didn't work out.
Yeah, well, thanks for all the advice.
We got you, girl. Go get yourself a latte with soy milk. Just relax. Yeah.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.